This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I got the wrong headsets on. Making me crazy. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and be part of the conversation, and do something. Please, do something. And I'm glad you're back from the weekend. I'm back from the weekend. Hopefully you are, too. And I don't want you to miss... I got a lot to go over tonight. Right? I've got a lot to go over. I've got the host of Conservative Commandos, Rick Schrader, is going to be on with me in just a few minutes. He came across something today that was very, 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 very interesting. Talk a little bit about Hillary's health, where she is. I know, she's off limits, right, people? Is that the road you're going to take me down? Because it doesn't work that way. If you could talk about Trump's taxes, you could talk about me, you could talk about all that. You know what? We'll go down that road. And there are others. I mean, look at Dr. Drew, who basically came out and said, hey, look, she's got problems. Based on the preliminary information that he read, he's got some real problems. And he was talking about the drugs that apparently she got for the quote-unquote condition she has, you know? Now, how did... I'm gonna let Rick address some of the stuff because it is making me nuts. People say now they went down that road with John McCain. They went down that road with Ronald Reagan. I mean, they've pretty much been through down one of these roads that they tell us that we can't go down with every one of our candidates, have they not? Right. So I guess all is fair in politics. Period. Now the other thing I love about this. Is all of a sudden now she's traveling with a whole news team, right? I know. I just walked into it and just started going. I'm sorry. Now all of a sudden, when all this stuff going on, and she's got the news team around her, she's got the Secret Service around her, she's got cameras turned on around her, all over the place. Somehow, some way, she found a way to make it to the doctor on Friday, get diagnosed with pneumonia. Isn't that wonderful? I find it amazing at every level. Nobody. What is her? Well, I'm not going to say her. It's the Clintons. Why do you put up with? Why do you accept their lying? I don't understand. You know, if it was a Republican, obviously you already know, right? They'd be all over it like white on rice. You like that? Kept it clean. Right, there'd definitely be something wrong with the Republican. We'd have to let them, you know, there's no way that they could run because, you know, what if they die in office and look how bad, how sick they look. I mean, she did not, you know, somebody said, well, it might be epilepsy. Why? To make you feel bad for her? When she was walking out to that truck, that van, there wasn't an epileptic seizure. Her legs gave out on her. So, and I'm tired of hearing about how you can't, because she's a woman, you can't say anything about this stuff. So, isn't that in and of itself wrong, right? Political correctness is going to rise, so if it was a guy, it'd be okay? I'm kind of confused. I don't know. It is definitely getting out of hand. She is running for, she's running for president of these United States. Deal with it. She's running for the most powerful seat, probably in the face of this planet. Deal with it. She's open to all kinds of scrutiny. Anything she does or puts her hand to, she's open to all kinds of scrutiny. If I can get to it, I think I got a couple minutes to pull it off. All right, so some of you to write in. I never really get to, I used to love doing this, and I never really get to it that much anymore. And I'd love to get to it, you know, even more often than I do now. And I think maybe we'll do write-ins once a week or something like that. All right, so Noel Tiplady, I'm telling you what they go by, wrote in and said, first off, I'm a very concerned Australian. I've witnessed the politicians here remove our popularly elected Prime Minister Tony Abbott because he dared to not toe the expected line imposed on us by the Arab-controlled UN. And he dared to speak the truth when the truth is not what the socialist left want to hear. And following the build-up to the U.S. elections in November, it is vitally important to the entire Western world that the Democrats do not win. So, Joe, how likely is it that Hillary is going to win this election? And will she use any means possible? If it was a fair election, I'd have no doubt Trump would win. But this is not going to be a fair election. I have also heard and have fears that if she does win, she will be declared too ill to be president, and Obama will use this as a reason for him to remain in the White House. If this does eventuate, how do you think supporters of the Republican Party are going to react? I have my opinion on how I think they should react, but I fear it would be blocked from Facebook forever. Charged with some kind of anti-political correctness, hate speech, crime online. Look, first of all, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm still too new at this to really think about this, but here's the deal. I have talked to Secret Service agents. I've talked to some of the FBI people, and here's the bottom line. Mr. Obama will leave that office. One way or the other, he's going to leave that office. It's going to be kicking and screaming or whatever. You see, because he no longer, when the people vote, he doesn't have a right to stay in there. Once that president-elect is voted in, he doesn't have a right to stay there. It's really that simple. Hey, we'll talk a little bit more about this on the other side of the break. Rick Trader's going to join me from Conservative Commandos Radio, and we'll talk about Hillary's health. Everybody else is. Why don't we? We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Three, a couple of nitwits.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. You know, head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there on the website. I so much want to thank you. And remember, I keep telling you guys, if you would pick up the phone and call people, don't listen on your smartphone. You want to listen on the radio. If you would pick up your phone and call people, it makes a difference. Guess what? Next week, I'll give you some more information during the week, but next week, we are going to be live in Salem, Oregon on KPJC AM 1220, and that's out of Salem, and you're going to love it up there. Look, I already get emails from you people up there. It's about time you have the ability to hear it over the airwaves. So we're really excited about this and looking forward to it, and we'll let you know more as the week goes on. But I want to bring on one of my favorites. I always have a good time with this guy. If we end up someplace together, I have a good time with him. We're on the same page, which may make for dull radio, but we'll try to spice it up a bit. Rick Schrader, the host of Conservative Commando Radio, is on the line with me. And, Rick, thanks for being with me tonight. I appreciate it.
Oh, John, I always enjoy you, and I missed you at the Valor, at the Value Voter Summit in Washington this past weekend.
You are a man with a very strong constitution, because I can't get to D.C. but once a year. I can't take those people. I just can't take them twice a year.
Well, I live close, so, you know, sacrifices must be made, Jim.
Oh, there you go.
Sacrifices must be made.
Well, okay, so we've been hearing what's going on with Hillary. I did not buy the pneumonia thing, not for a second, especially with everybody around her. No hint of what was going on there. I watched what went down when she was getting into the van. You know, Rick, before we get into the details of this, isn't it really sad that we wouldn't know anything about this, really? All we would probably know is that she left the event early. If we didn't have, like, a pocket phone warrior that was able to take that picture and get it out on the Internet, this is how much stuff these people are hiding from us. Doesn't that kind of concern you?
Oh, absolutely. And I was watching Fox tonight, and they were talking about how the mainstream media has covered or not covered this event. And, you know, if you would just listen to the mainstream media, you would really not know how serious a condition this is. You know, the mainstream media was saying, well, she got faint, she felt a little faint, she went back to her daughter's apartment, yada, yada, yada. But if it wasn't for the video, if it wasn't for the video, Joe Messina, America would not know how ill this woman is today.
Well, I agree with you. But, you know, what's sad about this, too, is I don't care how sick she was. She comes out of that apartment and starts strolling down the street like it's no big deal, number one. Number two is, it's still 9/11. I mean, and the only comment she could make to the news people is, it's a beautiful day. And then, did you catch the CNN and MSNBC? They're trying to cover for her about what a hot, muggy day it was and how bad it was out there. Yet, I've seen all kinds of reports that it was in the mid to upper 70s, maybe the low 80s in some places, and they had a nice breeze going on.
Joe, I live about 90 miles south of New York City. And yesterday was an absolute beautiful day. Oops, I turned that off. Yesterday was an absolute beautiful day down in the Philadelphia area. And from what I'm hearing, the weather in New York was about 74 degrees, bright sunny skies, low humidity, and there was a beautiful breeze going. So it wasn't an oppressive day. It was a beautiful day. It was a beautiful September day. It was a beautiful late summer day.
All right, so, you know, a couple of weeks back, I think you caught it online, not even online, it ran all over the Internet, which is Dr. Drew was moved off his show earlier than he anticipated when he came out and said that he read the original reports of hers, the original medical reports, that she's got some serious issues. And one of them had to do with the anticoagulant that they were using for her blood or the blood thinner, whatever it was. He said, you know, we haven't seen this. This drug usually isn't used except in extreme cases. And, you know, the older doctors prescribe this kind of thing. But you have a different spin on this. You actually did something on your show about this today. So tell us about it.
Yeah, I did. Well, you know, we all saw Hillary Clinton abruptly leaving the 9/11 anniversary ceremony in New York. And about 90 minutes later, she came back and, you know, it came out that she was feeling overheated, according to her campaign. She retreated to her daughter's nearby apartment. And shortly after that, about an hour and a half later, she comes out. She says, I'm feeling fine. What a beautiful day. Well, Joe, when I saw that video, and let me just say this, I'm not a doctor. I don't even play one on television. But when I saw that video of her getting stiff, stumbling back, falling forward, and then they literally had to drag her into the van, so at that point, I knew exactly, or I do believe that I know exactly what is afflicting Hillary Clinton, because I have been a witness to this for 25 years of my life. And I'll tell you what it's about. My sister is an epileptic. We have lived with epilepsy, as I said, for 25 years. I have seen it. I've witnessed all types of seizures. But the seizures she had was just like my sister used to have. And then I went back and I looked at other episodes that Hillary went through. Do you remember the head bobbing and the eyes blinking? I saw my sister do the exact same thing.
Wow.
Yesterday, as she's getting into the van, I'll set up the video. She is standing there. Somebody is on her right side. on her left side, kind of like holding her elbow. The van pulls up, the doors open, and she doesn't move. You see her get rigid, and she arches her backwards. She starts to fall forward. Someone comes and grabs her on the right side. She stumbles to the ground, and they literally have to pick her up and drag her into the van. Again, Joe, I have seen this many times with my sister. And I wanted to give our audience, so I did a little investigation about epilepsy, and I'd like to read some things. Epileptic seizures are seizures that can vary from brief and nearly undetectable to unprolonged vigorous shaking. The cause of most known epilepsy is unknown, although some people develop epilepsy as a result of a brain injury, stroke, brain tumors, infections of the brain, and birth defects.
Wow.
Now, I want to take you back to 2012. It was reported that Hillary Clinton had suffered from a concussion while she was Secretary of State, and she was in the hospital for a period of time. And there was an article that I found on The Hill from May 14th, 2014, written by Mary Bruce. And this article said, now the title of the article is, Hillary Clinton took 6 months to get over concussion, Bill says of timeline. And in this article it says, the former president revealed that his wife's injury required 6 months of very serious work to get over.
Rick, you got to hold that. Hold on to that thought. We'll hit it on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side here, where Rick Trader hosts the Conservative Commandos Radio. Don't go anywhere. You got to hear this about Hillary, and you won't hear it anywhere else. Come on back. Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right. The people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
He was a famous trumpet man from Chicago way. He had a boogie style.
We are back.
Always
a pleasure to have you aboard. And I do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And be involved in the conversation. You can, look at, whether you like me or not, whether this is a show you really want to listen to or not, if you're not involved in the conversation, you don't learn anything. Because all you do is speaking at. If you're just throwing little bombs in and taking off, that you don't learn anything. You're just doing the little good dem thing. You know what I'm saying? You want to get involved in the conversation. You want to find out. If you perceive us as the enemy, don't you know how your enemy thinks? Don't you want to know that? I mean, seriously. I get involved in these conversations because I want to know what everybody thinks. I want to know how in God's creation you come up with some of these responses to me you come up with. And we'll read more of those in the second hour because I have a ball with those. I love the responses. When you guys are mad, you start typing. I get some of the best responses from you. Anyway, I've got Rick Trader with me, a great guy, host of the Conservative Commando radio show. And I always, this, you know what? He's gonna laugh at me probably. This guy's always on top of things. I always see him posting things. What are you up, like 32 hours a day or something like that? How does that work for you?
Well, I would say about 18. I don't think I've reached 32 yet, but about 18 hours a day. But, you know, Joe, I don't know about you. My show's a little bit different from yours. Yours is a commentary show. And, by the way, I always say to everyone that Joe Messina is the best commentator there is in the country today. Ours is a magazine program. We bring on guests, and my guests become my teacher. I am their student. But in this situation, as I said, is my speculation, and it's a speculation of observation or observing my sister over her lifetime. My sister is an epileptic, and again, what I'm seeing from Hillary Clinton has been what appears to me to be epileptic seizures. And I mentioned before the break that in 2012, Hillary Clinton was diagnosed with a concussion. And there's a little bit of a timeline here, and again, I took this article. Well, this is an article from ABC News. It was written May 14th, 2014 by Mary Bruce, and in this article, she sets up a timeline in 2012. And I'll just touch a few of these dates, and then we'll go back into a little bit more about epilepsy. December 7, 2012, the last time Clinton was seen in public before illness, wrapping up a European trip in Northern Ireland. December 10, Clinton cancels trip because of illness from State Department spokesman Philippe Raines, quote, she's still under the weather. He says by the end of the week, instead of heading for Africa, Northern Africa, and the Middle East as originally planned. She was canceling that trip. On December 13th, Clinton was diagnosed with a concussion, the New York Times report, with State Department officials saying the concussion was, quote, not severe. But as I mentioned earlier, that the cause, or one of the causes for epilepsy, was the result of a brain injury. A few other things about epilepsy. Seizures are controllable with medication about 70% of the time. Now, again, with my sister, without medication, she would have very violent seizures. With medications, she would have milder seizures, very similar to what, in my opinion, what Hillary Clinton has exhibited. Now, how serious is epilepsy? Well, in 2013, it resulted in 116,000 deaths. And epilepsy becomes more common with people with age. Now, we also have to remind ourselves that Hillary Clinton is no spring chicken. She's 68 years old. Now, again, more about
well, now you're just getting on her because she's a woman, right? If she was an old guy, you wouldn't say anything. That's what they're going to say, right?
Well, I'm an old guy, but I don't have epilepsy. And here are some of the signs and symptoms of epilepsy. Jerking activity may start in a specific muscle group and spread to surrounding muscle groups. There are six main types of seizures. One of them is what they call a tetanic seizure, occurring with limbs followed by the extension along with arching back, which lasts 10 to 30 seconds. And again, this is what I observed in that video. Okay? It's a contraction of the limbs followed by their extension along with an arching back. And this is the first thing in the video you see. You see Hillary Clinton leaning back, arching backwards, and then stumbling forward. And as I said, these episodes last anywhere from 10 to 30 seconds.
And Rick, doesn't stress make them worse and bring them on even more often?
Absolutely, and I'll get to that in a little bit.
Go ahead.
After the shaking has stopped, it may take 10 to 30 minutes for a person to return to normal. Mm-hmm. Notice, an hour and a half later, she comes out of her daughter's apartment. Oh, I'm feeling great. Isn't it a beautiful day here in New York City? Now, one other thing I wanted to mention here. Another problem with epilepsy is, get this, Joe, loss of bowel or bladder control may occur during a seizure. Now, Joe, when was the last time, and this is speculation on my part, but when was the last time you saw Hillary Clinton in the dress? When was the last time that you saw her in anything other than a large pantsuit?
It's been forever, even to the point where people are now making fun of her. Because some of those suits look like clown suits.
Right? Absolutely. And I can speculate and say, could that suit be hiding a catheter and a collection bag? Joe, do you remember during the one debate where she was so upset, she went into a ladies' room and there was another lady in there?
Yes, I do.
There was a big thing about that. Everybody was wondering why she was so upset about another lady being in there. Again, I can speculate because she has a collection bag. And let me continue here for a minute, okay? Absent seizures can be subtle with only slight turn of the head or eyes blinking. Do you remember the video that we saw a couple of weeks ago or a month ago where Hillary's head was bobbing up and down, and she was making fun.
It looked like it was uncontrollable. She said she was making fun.
Joe, this is something that I observed my sister doing many, many times.
I'm sorry to hear that.
The person does not fall over and returns to normal right after it ends. Seizures involve the loss of muscle activity for greater than 1 second. This typically occurs on both sides of the body. Get this, Joe. You want to talk about what brings on a seizure? Common triggers include flashing lights and sudden noise. Joe, what do you have at campaign events when you're running for president? What do you have at campaign events?
A lot of sudden noise and a lot of sirens going on around you. Yep.
There is another piece of video at the convention when she's up on stage with Bill Clinton. And again,
yep.
there is another instance where she looks shocked and her head goes bobbing. After the active portion of the seizure, there is typically a period of recovery as confusion. The confusion usually lasts 3 to 5 minutes, but may last for hours. Now, I bring you to another article from The Hill of November 16th, 2015. The title of this article is Clinton Often Confused Says Staffer in Email. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was, quote, often confused, according to a 2013 email from her longtime aide, Huma Aberdeen. The comment, which is likely to attract the attention from Clinton's critics on the presidential campaign trail, was revealed Monday following the Freedom of Information Act lawsuit from conservative legal group Judicial Watch. In the January 26, 2013 message, Aberdeen gave the note about Clinton while discussing the secretary's schedule with another Clinton aide. Quote, have you been going over the phone calls with her today? Aberdeen asked. So she, quoting her again, so she knows the Indian Prime Minister, Sai, is at 8. Again, quoting Aberdeen. She was in bed for a nap by the time I heard that she had an 8 a.m. call. Quote, we'll go over it with her. Again, Aberdeen. Very important to do that. Quoting Huma Aberdeen again. Quote, she is often confused. And again, this is another sign of epilepsy.
Okay, I got some questions for you on the other side of the break. We got to go for a quick one. I'm Joe with Senior Health. You're listening to The Real Side here on GCN Live. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our cost.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
You are too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be involved in the conversation. If you head up to the website, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. We've also got we've got smarter people than I are in that chat room. I guarantee that there's smarter people than I in the chat room. The history of the left is extremely fuzzy when it comes to some of the comments being made here during this campaign and then during Bill's campaign. Head up to my website. You'll find the piece that I just wrote last night, already getting a lot of play on it. And I try to call it like it is. I try to call it like I see it anyhow. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I want to bring Rick Trader right back in. He's the host of Conservative Commandos Radio Show. Great show that can be heard Monday through Friday. Listen, why don't you tell people where they can get a hold of your show, Rick?
Very easy. Please go to www.ccrshow.com, ccrshow.com.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, he's got some great guests on there. You got to head over there and check it out. So, Rick, we're talking about what your perception is. You think that Hillary may have epilepsy, and as time goes on with the more stress and the more noise and the things happening, we're seeing more and more episodes. I mean, this has got to be frightening for that team.
It must be. I know it was frightening for me as a family member to see my sister go through this for, 25 years that I lived in the same house with her. Some of the seizures were very violent. Some of them were mild. But again, going back to the beginning of the conversation, what I observed from Hillary Clinton in New York City yesterday was exactly what my sister went through. She's yours at that type. And this is, again, what started me thinking, which started me going back, which started me to investigate other incidences that Hillary has had. A couple more things about epilepsy that I want to tell you, Joe. The seizures, there is evidence that the epileptic seizures are usually not a random event. Seizures are usually brought on by the factors such as, get this, Joe, stress, alcohol abuse, flickering lights, lack of sleep, among others. So does that sound like a presidential campaign to you?
Oh, my God. And, you know, we lose her.
Flickering lights, lack of sleep.
Oh, yeah. Well,
stress, that's annoying.
At the DNC, when she was looking up, as you were saying earlier, that's part of probably what brought that on. But we lose her for 2 and 3 days at a time, right? She's yep. Mrs. Clinton won't be out on the road for the next 2 days. She's working out strategy. She's doing this. She's doing that. Really, she needs to be out on the road every day. She needs to be in a different city every single day. And it appears that she's not up to it. Now, obviously, you're not a doctor. Obviously, for clarity, as much as I don't like the woman, I don't, you know what, she's still a mother. I don't wish ill health
Listen,
on any
Joe, what
human
I
being. See,
what I saw my sister go through, I wouldn't want to wish on anybody. My sister went through hell. I mean, epilepsy was hell for her. I mean, again, some of the seizures she had were very violent. Okay, under medication, some of the seizures were much milder, and epilepsy cannot be cured, but as I said, medication can control seizures effectively in about 70% of the cases. So medication is not 100%. And people with epilepsy are at an increased risk of death. Now, Joe, just that alone says you've got to release your medical records, Hillary. You've got to let the American people know what you're dealing with.
Not going to happen.
Now,
you know that's
remember,
not going to happen.
Well, Joe, do you remember Hillary Clinton saying about a year or two ago she doesn't drive anymore?
Yes.
Okay, well, vehicles. Those with epilepsy are at about twice the risk of being involved in a motor vehicle collision and thus, in many areas of the world, are not allowed to drive. Hillary Clinton does not drive anymore.
Didn't she say, look, she hasn't been driving for almost 20 years now? I mean, is that a cover,
that's
do you think? Or is that...
That's what she said.
Right. Now,
Joe, you have heard... Yesterday, it was announced she was expected to go to California either last night or today for a trip. Those plans have been canceled. Those travel plans have been canceled. Now, again, I want to take you back to December 2012, when she had her concussion. On December 20th, Philippe Raines announced that Philippe Raines is from the State Department. He announced that Hillary Clinton, quote, is being grounded, quote, giving her condition, the secretary's doctors have advised her she must not fly for any significant duration in the coming weeks. So as things stand now, we are not planning any travel through mid-January. And this was December 20th of 2012. And what I'm doing here, Joe, is I'm just drawing parallels. I'm drawing parallels to 2012 when she first had her concussion to what is happening today, what is happening yesterday, what is happening today. People are telling her, do not get on an airplane, Hillary. Do not get on an airplane.
Rick, do you think the epilepsy was brought on or heightened by the fall, or do you think that the...
I believe that the fall caused the epilepsy. As I mentioned earlier, one of the causes of epilepsy is a brain trauma, is an injury to the brain. One other thing, Joe.
Yeah.
It has been noticed since like January of this year that Hillary Clinton is wearing glasses. She she says she's wearing glasses because she's experiencing double vision. And it's special glasses with prisms in it to try to straighten out her double vision. When you saw her appear before Congress during the Benghazi hearings, remember her having glasses on. Now, what I'm saying is, the fact that she's wearing glasses for double vision is a result of her fall and her concussion and her brain injury.
Wow. That's serious.
And again, Joe, I'm not a doctor. I don't even play one on television. But I lived with somebody who had epilepsy, again, for 25 years. And what I've seen of Hillary Clinton yesterday and preceding events is exactly the things that I saw my sister go through when she had seizures. She don't have pneumonia, Joe. In my opinion, she has epilepsy.
No.
She needs to let the American people know, because epilepsy can be deadly. You can die from it.
I said it in the first segment. This, I don't believe she has pneumonia for 30 seconds. First of all, how did the doctor get in? How did they get her to a doctor with all those people around her on Friday? There is no way that one news person wouldn't have caught wind of that. That's number one. Number two is, did it just start Friday morning? Because, I mean, all week long she hadn't had any major issues with the exception of the 2 days she took off the week before that because she needed to rest. Oh, I'm sorry, no. She was doing some more campaign strategy with some of her team. But no, I don't buy for a minute that it's pneumonia. It's always, why can't this woman just speak the truth one time? Just say, I'm having some physical challenges. I hope you'll bear with me. What would be so bad about that?
Well, I think America could accept that. But what I don't think America will accept, or I hope they will not accept, is being lied to by Hillary Clinton about her medical condition. Joe Messina, this is serious stuff. Epilepsy is very serious. Brain trauma, brain injuries is very serious. You know, last week she had the coughing fit. You remember the coughing fit?
I do.
She blamed that on the pollen in Ohio. I never saw my sister have a coughing fit like that. But what I saw my sister do, my sister had an uncontrollable laughing fit.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
She had an uncontrollable laughing fit. And the only way we could snap her out of it, with the advice of a doctor, my father had to come up behind her and slap her. And this brought her back into sense, and this stopped the laughing.
Oh,
but, okay, can you say laughing fit, coughing fit? Very similar. It's an auto response.
You know, Rick, I'm kind of on the same side of you at this point in time. I look at how people are looking at her. I look at how people are so, they're either Democrats or Republicans. I say this a lot in the show. It seems like we're not Americans anymore. We're either Democrats or Republicans. The Dems don't care that she's guilty of lying. The Dems don't care that she's guilty of being an accessory to murder. The Dems don't care what she did in Benghazi. It just seems like the American populace, who really don't have answers to a lot of these questions and don't know that those questions even exist, they're gonna vote for her anyway because she's a Dem, period.
Well, Joe, you know in baseball there's an analogy in baseball. Every team is going to win 60 games. Every team is going to lose 60 games. It's those other 60 games during the season. Well, it's the same with politics. You know, 20%, I mean, if she stood in Times Square and shot somebody, 20% would still vote for her. 20% wouldn't vote for her, even if she was...
You're making me sick.
even if she was married. It's those others in the middle.
Hey.
It's the 60% group in the middle.
We've run out of time. You know how that works. Quickly. How do people find you? Really quick.
Again, www.ccrshow.com, ccrshow.com. It's the Conservative Commandos Radio Show.
Rick, always a pleasure.
Part of the Conservative Commandos Network that you're part of, my friend.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. Come on back, top of the hour. Kimberly Morin's going to join us again, as she does every week, and we're going to have a good time. We'll be back in just a few minutes.